Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it?
You?
You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
That is a fantastic intro. Obviously, it's not the intro for this show. It was an intro for a show that I was on almost this time last year when I quit. It was no disrespect or no offense to those people. It's just I had to hear it one last time because, it's good to see. And I'm not sure if they use that as an intro anymore. I listened to the show yesterday. And I did it as part of this, the modern day recruiting, the Patriot community. And, honestly, when I first thought of the show, I was going to do it a certain by the book kind of thing. But that, obviously that doesn't work when you're trying to sell something to people or when you're trying to recruit people. I can only go off my personal experiences. Everybody's different. The bottom line, if they sign up, they sign up. If someone approaches you, asking for something that you have, obviously that's half the battle. But to actually go out and recruit people, especially the people that sit on the fence or the people who may not know there's stuff that they need to be aware of. So I'm going to talk about, my experiences. Last year, around this time, I quit a organization that, I was recruited into. And, I can talk about those experiences and where I became a recruiter for them and the position that they call state coordinator. And then from there to where I became the assistant national director for them and some of my experiences there and even some of my mistakes. Nobody's perfect, and I'm far from that. I think like many of us 2 years ago, you wake up and not just the stuff that you see on TV, but the stuff that you see around you, that you realize that something, you know, things aren't great anymore. Things aren't getting any better. For anybody, you look at some of the paper articles from over the weekend. You know, obviously what happened in Copenhagen, but you know, I read somewhere, and I think it was Illinois or something like that, where a whole bunch of kids, a lot of them armed, you know, rushed a movie theater. you know, it's just getting worse. I kind of stumbled up there, you know, because I get emotional about this stuff because, you know, you could say it's the blame for this guy or blame for this guy or, you know, it was simply put to me a couple of years ago, and I don't remember who told me, but, you know, how you can really explain to people that these things that just don't happen overnight was, you know, ask them, do you have more or less freedoms than your father? And did your father have more or less freedoms than his father? And you can see over the generations that, you know, our freedoms and our rights and the very rare violent occurrences in society to now where it's almost an everyday thing, that does not happen overnight. You know, what, I'm not going to get into the causes, but anyway, you know, using that tool right there to wake somebody up and then help them along to see this, that's a possible good recruit for you. How I used to do it was that I would actually meet these people and, you know, in their neighborhoods and their restaurants, and not only can you get a sense of that recruit, but the sense of the recruit amongst his own people, so to speak, or his own familiar grounds, you know, you can tell his reaction not only to you, but his reaction to the people around them, and then their reactions to you. You know, this is where it's important, like vetting can come in. You know, I can create a Facebook page and name it really anything, and you'll get a few hundred likes just for a place for people to go. You know, Facebook, you know, obviously I'll talk about that as a tool, but, you know, Facebook only takes you so far. You have to actually physically have to go out and do the work, you know. You actually have to get out there. You have to get off behind the computer at times, and you have to go meet these people. You know, I see some groups out there, and they just keep on adding people to their ranks. And just because, again, I'm not saying they're lying, but, you know, my experience when it came to vetting, and when we were really vetting real hardcore here for that group, there was three of us doing it. You know, I had, you know, everyone in my area, you know, from this point to that point, and then the CEO of what was the state group, he would have his area from one point to the other point, and then his expo would have it, you know, in his area from one point to the other point, and we covered most of the state by doing that, you know. But you have to physically go out, and then the time it takes, you know, not even the disruption from your life, but you really don't know who these people are. You know, I got some people, you know, applications that, you know, thank God I never called. And there's some people that, you know, when I see how it turned out, it was just like, oh, God, who would have ever seen that coming? It's strange. If you have a good recruiter, even when he's not recruiting, he's recruiting. You know, for instance, you know, the group I used to, belong to, and I'm trying not to get too emotional about it because OBD's passing, was right around the corner also. And, that guy meant a tremendous, you know, not only did he help my growth within that organization, but he helped my growth personally. So it's, you know, it's tough to even think about these things. You know, I had to take a year off, you know, not only because I wanted to get things right in my arena, but I wanted to, you know, that's a tough loss. I relied on that guy for a lot. But anyway, I'm jumping ahead. I would go to these people's neighborhoods and we would meet them. and you know, the CEO and the XLA, they would meet people. And you know, sometimes the vetting would be half hour or so, or sometimes it could be a couple hours, and you know, you try to get a feel for people if they belong. You know, we went after skill sets, you know, because we were basically building the group from zero. You know, we had obviously, you know, some areas covered, but we had to, you know, grow. You know, obviously everybody likes growth. I don't care what you say. You know, some people may be comfortable with 10 or 12 people in their group, and that's a good sized group. If you get everyone to be active, 10 or 12 people is a good sized group. But I don't know. But anyway, let me take a break real quick. I'm gonna play Kill Switch, and then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Wow, I hope that static didn't go through like it did on my end. That kind of sucks if it did. Anyway, getting back to recruiting in the Patriot community, you know, basically what we were doing is selling hope to people. And I guess, you know, it doesn't matter how you try to sell it to them. It's how people interpreting things and what it's going to be to them. You know, to me, you know, I was a little worried getting into it, but then, you know, it almost became a family. Well, actually, it did become a family with a lot of people, but, you know, but I was wondering, you know, since I took a year off, you know, to take a look at some of these other groups and, you know, look at it from the end of, you know, somebody with new eyes or somebody, you know, maybe trying to come back or not come back, but, you know, and, you know, try to learn from it from my past experiences. And that's what I hope, you know, to do with, you know, some of these shows. But anyway, when I said before, you're recruiting even when you're not recruiting, it's the truth. It's, you know, how you conduct yourself. Even on your Facebook page or, you know, elsewhere, you know, it's how people interpret you. You know, the rumor mills will run a lot. And, you know, the rate we use these radio shows, you know, they still use them now. And I wasn't going to listen to them, to be honest to you, but I did the last week or so. I listened to a couple of their shows. You know, I started out with the U.S. militia shows, which really, you know, the couple of radio shows on them on a subject, and then obviously stuff they're putting out in the media, you know, especially YouTube. They've always had kind of catchy music, but, you know, they seem to take a page from somebody and what people were doing. You know, the group I belong to, we always set the bar, so to speak. And it was proud to be that, you know, it was proud to be proud of something like that and be a proud associate with some of those people. You know, it's something that you walk around with. So you're judged by a lot of ways. Even, like I said, I listened to some of the ARM stuff last week, and it's the same old with those people. It's not one thing, it's another. And like I said, I wasn't going to listen to any of their shows, but, you know, because I've always had an impression that they're top level, you know, the top level guys. And I'm not sure what they're doing with their shows nowadays, like I said, or what they're using them for, but they weren't good. I mean, they weren't, you know, maybe what I remember is not right, but I remember when they were damn good shows, and they're just not. You know, I listened to one yesterday, and it was maybe because there wasn't a lot of people there, and it was Valentine's Day, and I understand it's hard to do a show week after week after week and stay relevant, but it, you know, if I was looking in on it, you know, I wouldn't have a great impression, even though I know both of those guys. And they're both talented guys in their own way. You know, like I said, I'm not here to talk bad about anyone, but it wasn't a great show. And, you know, we made great strides to try to break a color barrier, you know, because a lot of these groups are looked at as just like, you know, white trash. And, you know, I think, you know, the fight we're fighting and the things we're doing that we, you know, to stay relevant, you have to involve everybody. And, you know, and that's people of all colors. And, you know, last night I heard one of them say, what do they call them? What was the word that they call them? I can't even, like a militant brownie or something like that. It might not have been militant, but they were, you know, they were calling a certain people that, and it blew my mind. And honestly, that's what made me change what today's show is going to be about. Guys, what are you doing over there? I mean, Jesus Christ. you guys preach that you're the best of the best, and your freaking group's getting smoked at every single corner. You guys aren't relevant anymore. What's going on? And again, who cares what Sean Sweeney, Stonewall, or is saying? I get it. But what is going on? I understand it's hard to move forward after old Bulldog. I get it. And that you guys are actually able to, it speaks volumes. It really does. Because obviously I could. But you're embarrassing. And I love you guys. You know, don't take it as me calling you out. This whole year I haven't paid attention to anything that you guys did. So I was always under the assumption you guys were the best. And I know that's when I was there. That's how I always operated. And I don't know. I mean, are you guys even trying? And it's not just the Wall Show. Grant, you know, I helped invent the freaking show. Me and like two or three other guys. We invented the show, the logo, the freaking intro. I love to see it continue. And again, I might have just picked the wrong show to listen to you guys, but Jesus Christ. Gentlemen, it was horrible. Then call someone, whatever it is you call, Brownie. Really? You're a fucking recruiter. You're better than that. Or maybe they don't consider those guys national staff anymore. I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on over there. You guys were once the best. And you're not. I mean, are we not even trying? I mean, is Freebird sick? And again, I'm not trying to be sarcastic. Is seriously something going on? Are you guys watching all this going on around you? Who gives a shit what I say? But I'm telling you, I know the organization I joined is not most certainly not the organization that it is now. The organization that were their members went on relief projects. Not only did say they were going to do them, but actually do them. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Obviously, this show is going to run over a little bit, so it's going to break off live in about 6 minutes. But I do have a song I want to play, and it's the song that that organization put with their creed, which is one of the best, you know, creeds out there for any of these organizations. And it's something that, you know, when you listen to, especially when you know old Bulldog and the stuff that he did and the stories from his life that we were blessed to hear on this radio show. And that's the other thing. My God, I love Indy. I love Indy to death. But what are you guys doing on that show? You guys have years worth of stuff. You can honor the man. Replay his shows. It's horrible. I may only make 10 shows and I'll be off the radio forever. That's fantastic. But how are you guys going to stay relevant? How are you guys going to grow? I'm not attacking you. I love you guys. I really do. Indy, Freebird, Mrs. Bird, even Angel, who turned on me in a hot freaking second because I wasn't going to the command staff that often anymore. I love you too. Congratulations on the marriage. It's about time you made Pat an honest man. And Free, we had hours and hours of long conversations about this stuff. What is going on? You're better than this. I want to see you guys survive. You know, that's, you know, and it makes my life relevant, you know, so to speak. It makes the stuff that I did for you, the people that I brought into your organization, the time we spent with each other, it makes it mean something. If you guys disappear, then all that work that, you know, that work to those 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning phone calls with Free and Old Bulldog and even Jeff when Jeff was around, it would make all those freaking conversations worthless. And I don't think they were worthless. That was groundbreaking shit. People couldn't compete. They couldn't even keep up. Now you guys are not even in the race. Everything that everybody's done for you guys means nothing. And that's where you guys fail to miss when you attack people. You forget the time that people spent making that organization, giving you that vehicle that you guys are continuing to drive, what they've done for you. No, I'm not saying I was a big part of the Watchmen at all. Very small piece. Unrecognizable by anyone that's probably in there now. I'm not what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about OBD and even the stuff that Mr. Tindall did. And, the people that you guys that have come and gone that did a lot of work that even gave you guys a chance to stay in the ballgame. You know, it's not like you're even trying. I couldn't believe those radio shows. I just couldn't. And I'm not saying this one's better at all. It doesn't, like I said, the way I wanted it and the emotion, you know, from now even, you know, thinking about some of the stuff in the past. And like I said, OBD has been on my mind, you know, just about daily. You know, going to the conversations and reading them and all that stuff. But anyway, I'm going to close out with this, and it's going to be the last 2 minutes of this that it's going to end and finish the rest of the song. But OBD, this is for you.